Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everyday MBA, interviews with best-selling authors, innovative thought leaders, and top-shelf executives, all sharing their best techniques and tips that you don't learn in business school. I'm your host, Kevin Crane, and I'm so pleased that you're listening. Our guest today is Vili Leidangerta. Vili is a professor of economic sociology and digital social research at the University of Oxford and the author of the new book, Cloud Empires, How Digital Platforms Are Overtaking the State and How We Can Regain Control. So Vili, welcome to the program. Now, tech giants like Amazon and eBay and others have evolved from platforms for simply selling physical goods or crowdsourcing services to becoming really integral to our lives, to entrepreneurs and users and people of all kinds at work and at home. How are these digital platforms taking over our lives?
If you think about digital platforms like take Amazon, the value of goods and services that's passing through Amazon Marketplace today is greater than most countries' GDP. And Amazon is earning more money from fees charged to merchants who use its platform and its logistics infrastructure than most governments in the world earn as tax revenues. So in many ways, these tech empires or cloud empires, they're starting to emerge as these powerful institutions that are even challenging the nation state. And this is especially the case when you are doing business online. When you can work in your local environment and run a business on the high street, and you don't necessarily have to deal with these platform giants very much. But as soon as you enter the online environment, if you want to do business, or you want to just raise your profile, you want to do anything basically in the online environment, it's these cloud empires that are setting the rules under which you have to play. And a cool little factoid from the book is that digital giants are today resolving more disputes between people in terms of commercial disputes about contracts and so on than all of the world's public courts put together. So if you think about the state, one of its core functions of the modern state is to enforce contracts and protect property rights, to provide the underpinnings for economic activity. And now we notice that actually tech companies are doing, at least in some rough measure, more of that activity than the actual states.
You say that we have all become really unwitting subjects of these online empires. How so?
Yeah, so, well, let's be clear. I mean, obviously, these platforms have brought great prosperity as well. They've enabled a lot of business. But that's exactly what makes them powerful. Because they enable new markets online, they win the power for themselves to then set the rules of those new markets, a power which they sometimes abuse. So if we take the example of Amazon Marketplace, originally small book publishers, they greeted Amazon as a liberator. And Jeff Bezos was their hero, the digital revolutionary who broke down the brick and mortar gatekeepers that controlled access to the book trade and gave everyone an opportunity to publish books and reach consumers. And this was happening in the 90s and early noughties. But then, as soon as Amazon reached a size and dominance where if you are in the book business, you basically cannot afford to be off Amazon, as soon as that happened, it's almost like Bezos flipped the switch. You can see it in their financials from 2003 to 2004. Suddenly, they start extracting value from those publishers. And Bezos instructed his managers to actually start pursuing the publishers like And his metaphor was like a cheetah pursues a sickly gazelle. So they started basically shaking down the publishers and saying, if you want to continue doing business on our platform, you're going to have to give us better margins and better terms. And so that way, they, you know, once they rose to power, like any autocrat back in history, they then used that power to not only to enable the market, but also to extract more and more value for themselves. And there's tons of other, you know, if I throw in a quick another example, Apple App Store, again, a wonderful marketplace, created an entire app industry around the world, in many cities, you know, my hometown, Helsinki, app and games production companies like Supercell, they're now a massive a part of the economy there. But the fact is that Apple is also the autocratic king of that marketplace. So when Apple launched its Apple Music service, suddenly Spotify had been the top app for music in the App Store for years. If you search for Spotify, if you search for music in the App Store, top result, Spotify, always. Then Apple launches its own music service. Suddenly, Spotify falls not to the second place, not to the third place, but to the 23rd place in search results overnight after 8 different Apple apps as well, some of which have nothing to do with music. So Apple basically blatantly rigged the marketplace to disappear its competitor and capture the music market for itself. So in these ways, the emperors of the platform economy are abusing the power that they have over the market to the detriment of small businesses and entrepreneurs.
Hi, this is Joel Gurin, president and founder of the Center for Open Data Enterprise, and you are listening to Everyday MBA with Kevin Crane.
You know, folks, I have the pleasure of interviewing some of today's top business authors and thought leaders, and I learn a lot, and so do our listeners. Would you like to be a guest on Everyday MBA? Well, I'd love to speak with you, too. Are you an author, a thought leader, an entrepreneur, or a consultant? Be a guest. Let's talk about your ideas, why they're important, and what your recommendations are for our listeners. Find out more at everyday-mba.com/guest. That's everyday-mba.com/guest.
You're listening to Everyday MBA.
We are here with Vili Leidanvierta. Vili is a professor of digital social research at Oxford and the author of the book Cloud Empires, How Digital Platforms Are Overtaking the State, and How We Can Regain Control. That's a good question. How can we or how do we regain control? You're talking about Amazon, Apple. Users, really, we don't have any other places to go. So what are the alternatives to regain control?
One of the stories I tell in the book is of an app entrepreneur, Andrew Kizdecki. And, you know, he's a mid-sized company, quite successful, couple million dollars turnover a year, very happy running his business. And then one day, Apple announces that they're going to change the rules of the marketplace, and his app business won't be allowed anymore. So his business is going to be destroyed. What does he do? A lot of his competitors in the same business, they just fall. They just say, right, we're out. But this is his life's work. He's been all of his adult life, basically, he's been working on this business. And it's, you know, he's getting to the stage where he's ready to actually exit and move on. And now all these dreams are about to be destroyed by Apple, who's saying, we're going to change the rules. You're not allowed to do this business anymore. Only IBM, who is our partner, is allowed to make apps like this from now on. And Andrew wasn't going to have any of this. So what he did was he started contacting other app developers in the same position. And he started networking with them. And they pulled their resources together and their contacts and their know-how. And they started a campaign to oppose Apple. So this campaign, it was a public pressure campaign, basically. So it consisted of a petition, reaching out to media, reaching out to other businesses, and even to Washington. And they managed to get this really successful campaign going on, with thousands of people signed their petition. Thousands of entrepreneurs, app developers from around the world, places like Philippines, you know, joined the campaign and said, we are also threatened by this rule change, and we're demanding that Apple hear us. And they eventually, you know, there's only days left before the deadline set by Apple, by which time all these businesses will be shut down, the apps will be removed from the App Store and so on. Just days before that deadline, the campaign was reaching fever pitch. Journalists started noticing the story. They started contacting Apple. And then Apple announces, okay, we've heard you. We're not going to ban your apps. You can continue your business. You win. We hear it. So this is one of the rare examples of, and Apple, by the way, this time it was the biggest company in the history of the world. And these are small businesses, medium-sized businesses, right? So it's incredible that they were actually able to get their voice heard. But the point is, they joined together, they organized and lobbied Apple directly together. And that way they were able to win change. So my point is that it's by organizing and bargaining collectively with these platform giants, that's the only way that small and medium-sized businesses have a chance of negotiating on a more even footing with these giants. If they try to do it by themselves, no chance. And you actually see this organizing starting to happen now across different platforms, because all kinds of people who are making a living are in the platform economy. You know, these platform companies, they've brought great prosperity. They've enabled lots of different kinds of business. But across the platform economy, these people who are benefiting from it, they're realizing that at any point, all of their profits are liable to be held up by the rules of that platform. So across the platform economy, they're starting to organize. Influencers, so they've started an American Association of Influencers, partly because they realized that Instagram and YouTube can eat their lunch anytime and do eat their lunch anytime. Merchants on Amazon, they've started networking, they've started talking to each other, and OnlyFans models, you know, everywhere where you see people making a living online freelancers, people who offer freelance software development or graphic design through platforms like Upwork and Fiverr, they are networking on social media and in forums and organizing campaigns and so on and so on. So this is what's happening across the board, basically.
Establishing antitrust law and decentralization to rein in these big tech companies has proven difficult. What do you recommend?
Governments have woken up to this issue, right? And they are viewing this as an antitrust problem, as a problem of competition law. They're thinking, well, if these platforms are too dominant, then we must use competition law to restore competition and make allow users to vote with their feet, and that way hold these platform owners accountable, like we hold normal businesses accountable. But, and I, you know, this is a complicated topic, and I discussed this at length in Cloud Empires. But long story short, the challenge with this approach is that because of network effects, it's actually really nice for users that there is one big platform through which they can reach everyone, as opposed to having many little platforms, and then none of them can really afford access to all of your clients or to all of your suppliers. So there are these network effects which actually drive concentration in these platform markets. And if you're trying to artificially then sort of horizontally break them up and enforce competition, that is difficult to realize in practice. So I'm proposing that, you know, instead of viewing these as monopolistic companies in the model of sort of the Gilded Age monopolist Standard Oil and so on, which is when antitrust law was invented to deal with problems. There are similarities here as well, but instead of viewing this simply as sort of Gilded Age 2.0, we actually should go further back in history and understand this as a moment of the creation of these state-like institutions for the internet economy. And we should hold the leaders of these institutions accountable the same way we hold accountable the leaders of our territorial institutions, namely governments, which means, well, elections, representative democracy in the ultimate case. But of course, you know, I'm not proposing that now suddenly we should depose Amazon's board and replace them with elected representatives. No, but the historically, the way towards that direction has been through entrepreneurs organizing and starting to demand a greater say, basically, not full control, but greater say in how these institutions are being run.
Do you want to get into podcasting, but don't have the time, technology, or expertise to get it done? Maybe you want to create a podcast for your company or feature a happy customer in an audio interview of their own. My audio podcasting services give voice to your success and expertise. So if you like what I do, why not let me do it for you? Find out more at cranegroup.com. That's C-R-A-I-N-E, cranegroup.com.
You're listening to Everyday MBA.
We are here with Vili Leidanvirta talking about his book, Cloud Empires, How Digital Platforms Are Overtaking the State and How We Can Regain Control. Vili, we have reached the action item round of the program. I'm wondering if you could please provide us with three quick action items that our listeners can do to begin to take action on the ideas and advice in your book.
Sure. So if you are an entrepreneur or a self-employed person or in any way using giant platforms in your life or in your work, the first action item is to look at on what platforms do you depend in your work or in your business. You know, is it social media for customer acquisition, or is it e-commerce platforms for distribution, or what is it? And then identify those vulnerabilities. You know, what if that platform tomorrow decided to double the fees, which has happened? Or what if they decided to shut you out of that platform for whatever reason, because they decided they want to actually do the business that you've been doing so far, which has also happened. So identify your vulnerabilities. That's action item number one. Then action item number two is identify other people or companies that are in the same position with you. They have the same vulnerability towards the same platform. They form a sort of class with you. They have a shared interest. And network with those other people and businesses. Form a network that's as broad as possible of people who have the same situation. And then the third action item is prepare an action plan for if and when the doomsday comes and the platform says you're not allowed to do this business anymore. Be ready at that point to activate your network and start pushing back against that. If you do this, if you prepare, if you network, if you do that publicly and you have a sort of action plan ready as well, that in fact decreases the possibility that you'll ever have to end up using that plan, because it sends a message to the administrators of the platform that, okay, these people are not to be pushed around. They are, you know, they're willing to assert their rights as the users of this platform.
Well, Vili, it's been great speaking with you today. We're almost out of time, but before I let you go, one last question. What should our listeners be thinking about now and strategizing for today in order to be prepared for the world in 10 years' time?
Which platforms are you finding yourself using more and more? They're probably going to be around in 10 years' time as well. So prepare for the eventual scenario where you're essentially a citizen or a denizen of a platform empire, as well as your territorial nation state, and prepare to assert your rights as a citizen of that empire.
That is Vili Leidamvirta. Get his book, Cloud Empires. Vili, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It was great.
That'll do it for this episode of Everyday NBA. And do you want to be a guest on the show? It could happen. Join our Knowledge Leadership Circle and be featured in an interview of your own. Be a guest. Just go to everyday-mba.com/guest for more information. That's everyday-mba.com/guest.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.